In Victoria, 2 months out from the state election, a central issue has already emerged, and it involves an $8 billion road. The Napthine government says it's so determined to build the East-West Link, a toll road through and under Melbourne's inner north, that it will sign contracts with the preferred builder next month. The opposition Labour Party has announced that even if that happens, it won't honour the contracts. Effectively, Labour is trying to make the election a referendum between spending on the road on the one hand and public transport on the other. Alison Caldwell reports.
It could well be a game-changing moment in the Victorian state election campaign. Until now, Victoria's opposition has said it would honour any contracts signed by the Napthine government for the East-West Link if it wins November's election. Now, Labor has changed its mind and announced it won't honour any contracts for the $8 billion road if it wins the election. Labor leader Daniel Andrews.
If we win the election, then we will not proceed with this project.
The Abbott government pledged over $1 billion for the East-West Link. The state's planning minister gave the road the go-ahead recently. Its business case has not been made public. If it goes ahead, the toll road will bisect Melbourne's inner north, then connect to a tunnel running under Royal Park and the zoo to send traffic across to the Tullamarine Freeway and the Western Ring Road. The Napthine government has vowed to sign contracts with its preferred builder, Lendlease, by the end of October. Two councils are challenging the planning minister's decision in the Supreme Court, with a hearing date listed on December the 15th, 2 weeks after the election. Daniel Andrews is now using legal advice to argue that court challenge means any contract signed before the election won't be valid.
This is a government that has done nothing for 4 years, and now they won't wait 4 weeks. It's like a comedy routine, for heaven's sake. Not one shovel of dirt will be moved on this project between now and Christmas.
The Treasurer, Michael O'Brien, says Labor is being economically reckless if it doesn't honour the contract.
His comments are the most reckless and appalling examples of grandstanding that I've ever seen in my time in politics. He has actually raised the question of sovereign risk in this state. The Daniel Andrews government would send the message that Victoria is closed for business.
But Daniel Andrews says it's irresponsible to sign a contract before the legal case is resolved.
Why wouldn't you just let Victorians decide? We're having an election on the 29th of November, and elections are about choices. If Dennis Napthine wins the election, get on and build your dud tunnel. If Labor wins the election, I want to invest every dollar of this money in better public transport.
So what do voters think about the East-West Link? Today, at least, opinions appear to be mixed.
I think it's a waste of money, and I think it's not going to be good.
Yeah, not a fan. I'd prefer having the train line come through and more people on public transport.
Marvellous. It joins the East with the West, and if it's not done this year, it has to be done in 5 years' time. Better to do it now when it needs to be done.
Probably make life a bit easier.
It has some benefits, but I think the way to go, of course, is by trains.
Monash University's senior lecturer in politics, Paul Strangio, says Labor has made a bold move.
Labor is sharpening up its position on the East-West project. I'm sure while it seems a very bold move, I'm sure Labor would have calculated this decision very strategically. And there's a hint here, perhaps, of a party that's reasonably confident of its own position. It does provide Labor with a basis to go into the election, arguing that they are the party of public transport as opposed to the coalition more aligned to a major road project. It certainly flies in the face of the what we see as the small target strategy by opposition.
Labor won't say what it will do if it wins government and the legal challenge fails. At the last election in 2010, the then Liberal National Opposition said it had no plans to build the East-West Link. Drilling to test soil for the western extension of the toll road began this morning.
Alison Caldwell.